Some events of the last few weeks have me thinking about the importance of remembering who we are and maybe one practice that can help us to do that. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We had another week off last week. I've had a bit of travel happening, which I'll come back to in a bit. And it turns out this summer has been somewhat unpredictable in terms of my schedule. So anyway, it's good to be back. I think I mentioned a couple of episodes ago, and in fact, this is one of the things I was traveling for. I was at a festival, not a conference, a festival in Washington, D.C., where, among other things, I attended morning prayer a couple of days in a row. And the leader of that morning prayer both days began by sort of grounding us, all of us who are in this small chapel, this crypt chapel, by saying, I want to start by reminding you that the truest thing that can be said about you is that you are known and loved by God. I may have even mentioned that in a couple of episodes ago. His point was, whatever brings you here, whether you're filled with grief or pain or hope or joy, the truest thing, again, that can be said about you is that you are known and loved by God. And it strikes me today that we are really good, or the world is really good, at making us forget that fact. And just to sort of maybe bring that to a point, I will quote here from my dear friend G.K. Chesterton from Orthodoxy. I've mentioned this book many, many times. And he says in one place, this is in a chapter called The Ethics of Elfland, we are all under the same mental calamity. We have all forgotten our names. We have all forgotten what we really are, which again, is why that gentleman who did such a nice job of those prayer services began them by saying, the truest thing that can be said about you is that you are known and loved by God. Don't forget that. Don't let the world forget that or force you to forget it. At the same festival, I mean, just to, again, tease this out a bit, a different event I was at articulated some of the ways that we forget that fact, some of the ways that we forget who we really are. Among them, this isn't exhaustive, but it's a few of the notes I meant or that I took. We tend to judge people by their usefulness, right? Which is, again, something different than being judged by the fact that we're all beloved children of God. Or we, quoting Martin Luther King, or sort of tweaking the quote, he was saying, we've come to a point where we're judged not by the content or the color of our skin, but by the content of our resumes. So again, sort of an emphasis on usefulness. Or next one, what makes a person useful is not what makes a person powerful. It's kind of interesting to think about that. What makes us powerful, what gives us the power, is the fact, again, that we are known and loved by God. Another way of saying that is that we are beloved before we are useful. So I've got all that going on in my mind, this idea of trying to remember who we are as children of God in a world that's good at making us forget that. And in the last, it's been, I guess, now a week and a half or a couple of weeks, I've actually, as I started by saying this, I've traveled a little bit in a few different contexts. One was a long road trip with three other friends, and it was actually a sort of last minute kind of golfing trip, which I don't do a lot of, but it's always fun to do when I'm able to. And then that was followed by some time away with my wife at a cabin in Wisconsin. And that was followed immediately by time with another couple of couples at a different cabin in Minnesota. And that was followed by a wedding that we attended. And as I reflect on that week of travel particularly, I was struck by the fact that there was a lot of time in all of those different moments along the way. So the road trip out to Nebraska in a car, the rounds of golf, the time with my wife in Wisconsin, the time with these two other couples, part of which was taken up, by the way, by rainy days, which means you can't be out doing things, but you're able to sit quietly. And even at the wedding, there was a lot of time for us to communicate, to talk with one another, to look face to face with the people I was with, or I suppose in the case of the car, to be side by side as we're rolling down the road, and communicating. And so we were not, during that week or so, I wasn't spending a lot of time on this thing, right? Which is filled not with relationships, but with, on social media anyway, things that are trying to grab our attention in little bits and bites. But I was having long, extended conversations with these friends. And it struck me that there's not a lot of opportunity, at least in my life, to do that. It felt a little unusual to have this open-ended time to get to know other people, to ask deep questions, to allow them to hear some of my story. And it struck me that it was through those conversations, I guess this is bringing me back to the point about remembering who we are, through those discussions, through those conversations, through the opportunity to get to know other people, that in some deep way, I felt like I was being reminded once again of who I am, recounting some of my stories when they would ask questions about how I got to where I am in my life. And it was healthy and healing and powerful. And so I suppose the invitation for all of us, and I would, as always, I would love to have your thoughts about this, this topic of how do you remind yourself, or how do you help others remind them of who they are? It strikes me, what I want to suggest today is one of the ways we are reminded of who we are and remind ourselves of who we are is precisely through these conversations, through these relationships. And I guess I want to suggest or encourage or invite you to look for opportunities this summer to have precisely those kind of conversations. Maybe it's on a road trip. Maybe it's sitting at a table playing cribbage with someone. Maybe it's on a bike ride. Maybe it's doing something else you love to do. Maybe it's a round of golf, which does create opportunities for conversation. But it strikes me, or it struck me after that week, how important it is to take time to be with other people, to listen to them, to have them listen to you, to ask questions, and to actually have the space and time to get to know each other and to get to know ourselves more fully. Again, take that for what you will, follow up on it as you're able. And again, I would love to know if there are other ways that you have found to be helpful or meaningful, to be reminded of who you are, to help others remind them of who they are. I hope that makes sense. That's sort of what's on my mind today. I hope you are having a good summer. I hope you're, as a few episodes ago, I hope you're able to have a little time for rest and relaxation and refreshment. And I guess until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.